This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 485. Today, Zoe asks, do you have any questions you ask yourself to avoid unintentionally using stereotypes when making a character, or having them do things? What about tropes? How do you make sure your use is intentional? Well, Zoe, to work backwards here, a trope is simply a storytelling convention. Some tropes get really, really popular, become cliches, at least for a time. Other tropes become outdated because the cultural context that gave rise to them has changed, and it's hard to do them without being offensive or irritating to your audience. Tropes can get really, really overused, and they can become offensive or irritating for reasons having nothing whatsoever to do with morality of any stripe. For example, I am personally sick of time travel. I really like good science fiction. I've read and seen some amazing time travel stories, absolutely loved them. But for the last 15 years, basically since Doctor Who came back on the scene, it seems like nobody can do anything original in science fiction. Everybody always needs a time loop. I've even written a couple time loop stories myself and enjoyed them, but I personally earlier this year hit a saturation point, and the moment I hear anything about time travel, I'm now switching the movie off or putting the book down. I'm just sick of it. Doesn't have anything to do with the validity of time travel as a subject. It's just that everybody's doing it right now, and I'm worn out. I'm time traveled out. Tropes that people pick on tend to be like that. They've seen it too much. I've seen too much hero's journey. I've seen too much of the noble savage. I've seen too much of this and that. And when you've seen too much of it, it's time to move on. You don't want to be drinking from the same creative well over and over. It gets boring. Tropes have nothing particular to do with racism or sexism or stereotypes, though some tropes do involve things that would be considered racist or sexist or stereotypical by some people or by all people, depending on the trope you're talking about. When it comes to being conscious of stereotypes and trying to avoid them, asking myself questions in order to make sure my work flies free and clear of these things, no, I don't worry about that at all. I really, really don't. If something I write strikes one of my beta readers that way, I'll take a look at it, and if I realize that I have unconsciously done something that is demeaning to the humanity of a character I didn't mean to demean, I'll change it. Or if it's something that's going to get in the way of something important I'm trying to do with the story, I'll change it. Otherwise, I don't worry about it. And the reason I don't worry about it is not because I don't care, but it's because it's a losing game. Cultural standards shift all the time. In the last 30, 40 years, they have shifted so fast it'll make your head spin. We're at a point in time right now where the world is changing on fundamental levels extremely rapidly. We're starting to see the social effects of a lot of major technological and geopolitical changes that happened decades ago and are finally starting to reverberate out through the culture. One of the things this means is that everything right now is up for grabs in terms of cultural standards. There is stuff that was done 15, 20 years ago that today is getting excoriated by people as being insensitive, racist, sexist, transphobic, anti-humanist, imperialist, and awful. Some of it is. Some of it isn't. Some of it's based on a deliberate misreading of history or misreading of the artwork. There will always be people who are more interested in being offended than they are in being entertained. And people who are more interested in being offended than in being entertained, I've got no time for. That kind of self-righteous moral masturbation is utterly beneath an intelligent, cultured, humanistic person. I'm sorry I'm saying it so harshly, but that's my genuine opinion on the matter. The other problem is that there's stuff that is getting labeled as racist or sexist or transphobic or homophobic now that will not be so labeled in 10, 20, 30 years. These things go in loops, they go in waves, and they are fundamentally unpredictable. If you write something that is perfectly culturally conforming right now, that hits the zeitgeist on every checklist of whatever moral hierarchy you're concerned with, in 5 years, you'll be way off message, you'll be way off base, and people will read your stuff and think, wait, this writer I know to be a progressive, intelligent person, what were they thinking? That's just the way these things change. You cannot anticipate. What you can do is write characters who are fully possessed of their humanity, who are well-drawn, and who serve the purpose in the story that they are designed to serve, and let the chips fall where they may. If you try to self-censor, to conform your creativity to a cultural agenda, either one that you agree with or one that you're afraid of, what you're going to be doing is writing propaganda. At best, you're going to be writing bad entertainment at worst. There's no reasonable artistic justification for prior restraint, as far as I'm concerned. The whole point of art is to explore things that are offensive and difficult. If it's light comedy, you explore offense and difficulty through laughter. If it's dark, noirish, you explore offense and difficulty and suffering through offense and difficulty and suffering. But if there is no conflict, if there is no tension between values, if there is no tension between the aims of your characters and the ways that they view the world, there is no story. There's no development. The entire point of the narrative arts is the exploration of ways of being, ways of viewing the world, and ideas. And those ideas can be frivolous and funny, they can be dark and serious, they can be both at the same time, which is hard to pull off, but it's glorious when you can. The stuff that tends not to age well is either the stuff that falls prey to the next generation's moral crusade, which you can't predict, or it's the stuff that tries too hard to hew close to today's party line and preach the truth as we currently see it. Because when you do that, you shut off the generations of the past that inform our humanity and the generations coming to the future who will look at the way that we thought at this period in time and think, what a bunch of rubes. How could they ever think that that was the way the world worked? How could they ever think that that was okay? And that's why I think that worrying about these kinds of things is a losing game. Write from your heart. Write according to your values. And let your creativity take you to places where you get to challenge those values and tussle them out a bit. Let the story be its own thing. Don't try to make it representative of this or that moral issue or this or that social tribe or this or that worldview. Your worldview and your values will come through in your writing, whether you really want them to or not. So you don't have to worry about that. And if you're afraid that people are going to judge you harshly or unfairly or think bad things about you because of what you've written, I can save you a lot of trouble. They will. I know writers who have stopped writing minority characters because they are afraid that the fact that they are white and writing characters who have darker skin will get them excoriated, or who have experienced that. That's bullshit. That's every bit as much bullshit as a writer who's black getting slammed for writing a white character. It's absolutely crazy. And at this moment in history, it is genuinely impossible to write anything and expect that there won't be someone who has a problem with it. The culture is undergoing a great, vast, multi-axial spasm of self-righteousness right now because the culture doesn't know what to make of itself. Because the world is changing and nobody knows which way is up. So people who are looking to be offended will be, no matter how hard you try not to. And people who are looking to be entertained, they're going to be entertained. Most people are somewhere in the middle. Most people have got a list of things that they're just not interested in anymore. And if they find those things in your books, they won't read your books anymore. But that's okay, because you're not writing for those people. You're writing for the people who are interested in what you're doing. So it's okay if people are offended by it. It's okay if people pass your books by or talk about them negatively to other people. Any press is good press. If person A is really offended by how pro-capitalist your book is, and they rant about it to person B, who actually kind of secretly is interested in capitalism, you'll get a reader. Or you might get a hate reader. And for the purposes of your bottom line, that's just as good. Artists are in the game of creating problems. We don't even have to do it intentionally. The effect of what we do creates problems, or brings problems to light so that people talk about them. And the more you try to shut yourself in a box of what is politically correct at the moment in your particular community, and I'm very deliberately not singling out the left or the right here, because every community that I know of right now is undergoing these kinds of paroxysmic spasms of self-righteous political correctness. No matter what community you're in, if you try to conform your message too closely to that community a priori, all you're going to be doing is writing tepid, inoffensive, unreadable, propagandistic dreck. Write from your heart, have the courage of your convictions, and put some trust in your audience. People are intelligent. And people are capable of being entertained even by things that they find a little offensive. Write what you care about. Let the audience choose what they like and don't like. And let the chips fall where they may. At least, that's my philosophy. Mine is certainly not the only voice in this particularly contentious chorus at the moment. A lot of other people have different opinions, and I suppose 10, 20 years from now, history will bear out who's right, who's not, and it's possible, really, that none of us are right. One of the prices of being limited in knowledge and time. Thank you very much for the question, Zoe. Have courage with what you write, because in the end, that's the contribution you have to make to the world, is what comes out of you. And it doesn't matter if anybody else agrees with it. Write what comes out of you, and trust your audience. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.